Ashley Sear is co-coordinator for the Valley Pride Festival in Kentville and Wolfville next month, and they're on the line. Good morning, Ashley, and welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, glad to have you with us. Yesterday, our community contact in Kentville told us about this protest at the Drag Me to Family dinner show. Was that part of Valley Pride or something separate?
So it's somewhat connected. One of the organizers for Pride was also an organizer of that show. So we kind of are under the same umbrella, but separate. Either way, it is still, you know, representative of the queer community here in the Valley.
And so you obviously watching closely what happened and what's going on with anti-drag sentiment in the lead up to that one event. How concerned were you about what could happen on Saturday at the show?
You know, we were, it was kind of a mix. We weren't quite sure how worried to be. We saw that they had relatively small numbers of folks who were planning to come out on the protest side, but, and we had such wonderful community support, but it only takes one person to decide to be violent, to really, you know, make a large impact. So we were quite worried, yeah.
I suppose when in organizing they were talking about a call to arms, that would be unsettling.
It was very unsettling, and there was actually a moment. So the protesters were on one side of the street, and then there was a crowd of hundreds of us on the other side. And it's a one-way street, and at one point someone who, you know, probably wasn't involved with either side, started to speed down the street going the opposite way, and I could just feel the crowd on our side have a moment of, is this it? Mm. And we were collectively bracing, and we were thinking, you know, is this person going to drive into the crowd? And the police that were there sprung into action, and fortunately, I think it was just the tourists who didn't know the one-way streets around Kentville, but, you know, the tension was really palpable.
Yeah, and this was a show of support, but also sending a message to those protesters. In terms of the support for the drag performers, have they been facing some harassment leading up to this online and otherwise?
Yes, certainly. They have been receiving quite a bit of harassment. Unfortunately, the protesters were making some videos about them making personal attacks and connecting their drag identities to their personal, you know, identities, and that can be quite dangerous for queer folks. So, yeah, it's not been a fun time here.
But, yeah, and how surprising or not is this kind of homophobic rhetoric in the Valley?
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's not surprising that there is still this rhetoric that's out there. But I don't think that what happened on Saturday in terms of the protesters was representative of the Valley community. Our community really showed up for us. And the people who are protesting the drag show, they're a vocal minority, but they do represent a worrying trend that's taking hold in North America right now.
I suppose the uplifting thing is that they were greatly outnumbered for those of who showed up to, you know, show solidarity with this event that was happening there at the pub.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were extremely outnumbered. There were, based on our count, and, you know, we were counting throughout the day, they had at most 18 people, and we had a few hundred. So, yeah, I think it really goes to show that love does win at the end of the day and that our community is behind us.
But now you're helping organize Valley Pride next month, and what are your concerns, maybe your preparation, and does this change anything when it comes to security in light of this, as you say, a vocal minority or the backlash?
Yeah, this is something that we've been thinking about since the first day we started to plan our Pride events. So it is something that's never been, you know, far from front of mind for us. Mm. We are taking security precautions, and, you know, especially for events that are outdoors where we don't maybe have as much control over the space, we are going to have security there to protect our community as, you know, as best we can.
What are some of those events? You mentioned the outdoor ones, but specifically what ones are you focusing on for with security?
Yeah, we have a fabulous event on July 16th called Pride by the Sea. It's a picnic and a show, so families can come on down, bring their picnic, and see some drag queen story time. We're going to have a sing-along with the Wolfville Queer Community Chorus. There's going to be flow artists, you know, if the precautions allow, some fire artists doing fire eating and stuff. And so it is going to be outside at the Waterfront Park in Wolfville, so we are going to make sure that, you know, we do have security on hand and people who are able to protect our community.
I suppose you have to be careful about how you show that security or how mm-hmm. they show up at these events, too. Yeah. There's been, you know, a lot of discussion about police presence at Pride events.
Mm-hmm. There's, you know, there is a really complex history between trans folks and especially queer people of color in law enforcement. So we are, you know, going to make sure that while we are having security, we're going to approach it from a harm reduction stance. And where possible, we're going to try and make sure that security people that we're hiring are from our community and they aren't, you know, we're not going to try and have police presence really strongly represented there. It'll be more independent security.
Mm, I see. And the funding that the minister announced to help with security costs, is that something that is or might be useful for you?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to look into it. And, you know, we're just really thrilled to see that the government is taking this seriously, because I think there is this narrative that, you know, we won gay rights, we have them, and it's over, but it clearly isn't. And especially, like, trans folks of color are in real danger. So having this institutional recognition that this is a real issue is, it's been really wonderful to see.
So does this year feel different, Ashley?
It does, yeah. I think, you know, when I was growing up, there was a sense that, like, Pride was a party, and it was all, you know, like I said, we had won, it was over. And this year feels a lot more serious. And I think some folks in the community have always felt that, and we've been aware of the danger to us. But I think this year it's brought to the forefront more strongly.
And are you noticing any difference when it comes to sponsorship for Pride events? There's some debate now, you know, some businesses are rethinking maybe how visible they want to be with their support. Have you seen any of that showing up this year?
Well, this is actually our first year organizing Valley Pride, so I'm not personally able to compare it to previous years, but I will say that businesses in Kentville and Wolfville have been so supportive of us, and they've really been showing up in terms of sponsorship and helping us out. But I have seen, you know, the narrative overall of, you know, businesses are less likely to support Pride right now because they see it as more risky, which, you know, that is the issue of having a corporatized Pride, right? That you're relying on those businesses to support you when the support should really be coming from within the community.
Well, I hope things go smoothly with the final stages of your planning with a month or so to go. Ashley, thanks a lot for being here this morning.
Thanks for having me.
That's Ashley Sear, coordinator of Valley Pride. It's holding events in Wolfville and Kentville next month from July 12th to the 16th. And we hope to have Ashley back to tee that up for us.